Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by Dixon's Chemist, who are the experts in LDN and associated treatments in the UK. Dixon's Chemist are the most cost-effective for LDN in all forms within the UK and Europe, maintaining safety standards far in excess of what is required. Why would you choose to get your LDN from anywhere else? Call 0141 404 6545 today to speak to their LDN experts. Today I'm joined by Dr. Neil Palvin from the US. Thank you for joining us today, Neil.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
So could you tell us about yourself, please, so we know who you are?
Sure. I'm Dr. Neil Palvin. I run a functional medicine and anti-aging clinic in Manhattan, and I treat patients through telemedicine throughout the U.S. I specialize in fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and some Lyme disease, as well as bioidentical hormones here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So out of all those different conditions that you treat people with, and of course, we have a lot of MDs who are also into functional medicine. That seems to be the way that forward-thinking doctors are now looking at health-wise, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, unfortunately, that's how I got into this to begin with 15 years ago, is that the basic stuff didn't work for my IBS patients, my fibro patients, and you start looking for other things, and then I just fell into LDN, and wow, this is great. Medicine has minimal side effects, and why I know about this sooner? So having that approach is really a benefit to my patients and people in general.
Mm-hmm. And what dose do you normally start patients on?
Except for my thyroid patients, I'll usually start patients at 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
Milligrams.
And how quickly do you titrate them up?
It depends on the patient. I mean, it depends on the patient and how aggressive they are. And I mean, you learn how to read patients who are gung-ho and the patients are very worried about it. So you kind of play it by ear.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to do it every 10 days to 2 weeks in most cases. What I'll do is I cheat and I give them a month worth of 1.5 milligram pills. So if I want them to titrate up quicker, they already can do it and just do two. And if they have a side effect, I could just push them right back down to the 1.5. And then after the first month, I recheck them, and then I can figure out where their happy place is and go from there.
Okay.
That's what I find works easier than having to re-prescribe medication and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, with your functional medicine approach, what do you use alongside of LDN?
I think that may take a whole another show by itself, my main go-tos right now are, I mean, obviously if I'm doing it as mitochondrial support for all the patients that I see, it could be NAD, it could be L-carnitine, it could be alpha lipoic acid, definitely something in most cases to get inflammation down. That could be anything from curcumin or fish oil to a new product called BPC-157, which is called a peptide. I think it's common in the U.S. Somebody just told me over the weekend that it may not be legal in some places in Europe, but I know in the U.S. it's really popular right now. Then I do either a lot of detox, either through supplements or IV.
Mm-hmm. And over here in England, IV isn't a big thing. I know there are places that do it, but it's not a regular thing to have IV.
supplementation. And what is your thoughts on probiotics?
I like probiotics for patients. Depends what I'm seeing them for. I think it's always the gut's involved in everything. I mean, from autoimmune to fatigue to all this stuff. So I tend to get patients on probiotics. It's not my first thing, but it's part of my foundation. Usually they come and it's part of my foundation. And I tend to see a lot of patients who have seen 6, 7, 10 other doctors. So they usually come in on it already. Because that's something that everybody knows. Oh, I mean, just take probiotics, fix everything. So usually a lot of my patients are already on it when they come see me. But otherwise, I'll add it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were to go into a shop that sold supplements and there are rows and rows of probiotics, how do you know which to go for? You know, are the cheapest not as good as the really expensive ones, because some of them are really, really expensive? What should you be looking for?
I mean, you want to look at number. I mean, I like pace. A lot of them products that are in the billions, not the millions. So if you take 5, 6, 10 pills to get to that dose, then you know it's on the weaker side. You definitely want to make sure that, I mean, in a general, it's hard to say. I mean, in most cases, you're looking for a more general probiotic that is 5, 6, 8 strains, like lactobacillus and aruteri and so on. So you're looking to make sure that specific strains, it's not just one strain, it's not just bifidobacter or lactobacillus. You also want to look for fillers as well. I mean, a lot of patients are sensitive to gluten or certain fillers, so patients need to be aware of that. So the cheaper one, it's kind of in the middle. The cheaper ones are usually not great. And you don't need to get the Rolls Royce of probiotics either. It's not, there's not that much of a difference. If you find the right number that the doctor recommends for you, and the middle of price ones are usually the best in this, for most patients.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever recommend a good multivitamin, or do you prefer patients to have each individual vitamin or mineral separate?
I don't write them as much as I used to. I think what I find with the multivitamins is that they're usually, to get all those in one, they're very low dose. So half time the doses aren't really beneficial. I mean, I tend not to write them much anymore. 10 years ago they did, because now there's enough of, I can get like a mitochondrial support, which may have 6 things, or I can get a heart support, which has the 5 things I want at the right dose. And I can mix and match 2 or 3 of them and get the same, much more benefit than taking one multivitamin where the doses are too low and you're just wasting your money.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that you could buy all these different support things with a mixture of ingredients in them.
The less things you have in a bottle, if you can get something with 3 or 4 things, they can usually get the doses higher where you really want them. Because it's not insanely expensive. Otherwise, a multivitamin could be $300-$400 if they had the right dose and the right form of every medicine in there. I mean, there's a few, but to pay $100, $150 US for a multivitamin is a little ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my opinion, at least.
Okay. And what have patient outcomes been on LDN?
I've had really good success with most of them. I've had patients, everything from who have Hashimoto's, thyroiditis, to their antibodies plummeted in a good way, went down to almost nothing. They came off all their thyroid medication. They felt great. I've had a bunch of SIBO patients who their pain has gone away. A lot of brain fog patients where it's been a great add-on as well. So it's been very good success. I mean, I've had maybe one patient who's had to come off it in 10 years with side effects. They just were having really, couldn't get rid of the really bad dreams, and it affected them. So beyond that, I mean, it's been pretty successful.
Mm-hmm. The patient that had the bad dreams, did they try taking it in the morning? Did that still cause the same issue?
Yeah, no, it was just, we had our we went down to 0.5 milligrams. We had her take it in the morning. I tried the liquid. I mean, it was just, no matter what, it just wouldn't budge.
Mm-hmm.
It was the one patient that just didn't work for.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one.
And with your thyroid patients, do you have to be careful that to check that they need to reduce their thyroid medication?
Yeah, I usually check them in 6 weeks or so. No, usually 6 weeks to 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I let them know that from the beginning, that if they have any thyroid symptoms, be it too low or too high, they'll let me know, and then we'll immediately check them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I see them usually about 2 months.
So the thyroid patients that are on LDN, what would you say the numbers are for people coming off the thyroid medication?
Off probably 25%.
Mm-hmm.
Going down on their medication need and having less symptoms, probably 80-90%.
That's amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends. Like I said, combining that with some other functional medicine things works really well. I mean, I can't say that we... Another issue is sometimes if they're seeing a traditional primary care endocrinologist, they say, no, you should stay on it no matter what. So I've learned it's not worth the fight. A lot of times the patient will make their own decision based on what they feel comfortable with. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of them will be on a really low dose in perpetuity.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any case studies that you could quote for SIBO?
Sure. I mean, I had a patient who had done... both the traditional traditional antibiotic treatment as well as a lot of the supplements that are out there for SIBO, and had gotten some improvement, but it was still affecting them pretty daily. And then we added on the LDN, we got them up to 4.5. I mixed it with the BPC 157 I mentioned before, and within a month and a half their symptoms were gone. That was the biggest effect I've had on somebody. But yeah, a lot of my SIBO patients, I've had two other ones where their symptoms have pretty much diminished over a course of 3 months, and they just want to stay on the medicine on a low dose and they feel great.
Mm-hmm. And people often say, is LDN a medication that you have to take for life? What do you say to patients if that question was asked?
I tell them that at 6 months or a year, they hit the fork in the road. It depends on what they are. For things like fibromyalgia, which I'll give them the choice to come off of it, and then we do a test drive off and see how they do. For like patients with like Hashimoto's or an autoimmune issue, which in theory never totally goes away, it's just you're controlling it, I tend to recommend they stay on it. It depends on what their issues are, what they're taking it for. I mean, I've been using it now a lot for weight loss, which is great, but it's only that's a much more time duration specific type situation.
Mm-hmm.
So depends on what we're seeing them for.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody wanted to lose weight and use LDN as a tool, how do you implement that?
Depends on the patient. If it's somebody who's somewhat healthy, I will ramp up the dose pretty quickly. I mean, I'll start them sometimes on 4.5. I mean, there are patients that will start on the 8 or 9 milligrams right away, and we really haven't any issues with that. If it's somebody who's a little more frail or other medical issues, I will start them maybe, like I said, around 3 or 4.5, and then try to ramp them up really quickly. And that's both of work. Both of those work. I give patients some choice in it, saying I can start you on the right dose or right away, but you may have a little bit of symptoms, and most patients want to get the weight loss going right away, so they buy in.
Mm-hmm. So what is the maximum dose that you use for weight loss?
Now I have somebody on 11.
Okay.
Milligrams.
Mm-hmm. And is that once daily? And what are the results they're seeing with LDN? Does it curb their appetite?
It curbs their appetite. They lose weight. I've had anywhere between 4 and 12 pound weight loss in the first month. I mean, it's usually combined with other things, mm-hmm. one or two other things, but I've had pretty good success with minimal side effects, which is good.
Mm, that is good. And have you seen any patients with skin conditions, be it psoriasis or alopecia or anything like that?
I use it in my psoriasis patient as well as some of my eczema patients.
Mm-hmm.
that by itself is, depends, severe ones, I usually need to add other things to it. If it's a mild case, it's worked incredibly well.
And do you use oral or topical?
I use oral. I really don't, haven't seen, there's not a, where I'm, I haven't found a great pharmacy that makes the cream, to be honest. And it's the pharmacy I've used is very expensive for the cream relative to where the pills are. Mm-hmm. So I've tended to use the pills. I maybe one or two patients I've used the cream. And they've had some success with it. I just find that it does. I'm not a big fan of it, to be honest.
Okay. And do you treat children or just adults?
Right now I go to 12.
Mm-hmm.
I tend not to treat below that, just because it's mainly my practice is. So that's my protocol right now.
Mm-hmm. And what conditions have you treated children for?
What have we done? We've done some skin issues. I had one or two ADD kids. I'm trying to think what else I've seen the younger ones for. Mainly like autism, ADHD. And I have like 16, 17-year-olds who have developed an autoimmune condition, be it Hashimoto's or something else autoimmune. I've seen some for the children. I don't get a large. I'm getting more and more as more and more people are becoming aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, but that's probably what I've seen the most of. Okay. Maybe like one or two IBS kids.
Mm-hmm. And what about the older population? Do you have many elderly people?
No, I do. That they do. They really like the LDN. It has so many uses for them. It's really good. I mean, for anything from the gut issues to autoimmune to inflammation to brain fog, it just works on everything with them, and it doesn't really interact with anything. I mean, obviously, except we know narcotics. So, I mean, unless they're on some other long-term autoimmune medicine, I mean, it's a great add-on to them. It checks so many different boxes for them without the side effects of taking four or five other medications.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you're into anti-aging medicine as well. Do any of your patients take it as a preventative?
Not really preventative per se. I'm using it for weight. Like I said, I'm using it as a weight loss modulator at this point. I'll do it if they have any signs of immune issues on their lab work to prevent immunity. I guess if they have nothing full blown, I'll definitely get them as a preventative medicine. Trying to think what else I would use it for. I do a little bit once in a while with some brain patients as well. That's probably what I'd use it more on the anti-aging side of it.
Mm-hmm. What about cancer?
I have a couple patients who I've used for cancer. And it's helped the patients. I mean, it's hard to quantify because that's not the only, 99% of the time, that's not the only thing they're doing. So you don't know what's causing what, but it's given them help in terms of their pain levels, in terms of their brain function. So it's helped them. So it's an add-on for that as well.
Mm-hmm. So the million-dollar question, anybody out there that is listening, you said that you're based in Manhattan, and even I know that's in New York. Where can you do your telemed? Is it just New York, or can you do it outside of New York?
No, I'm licensed now in 16 states.
Mm-hmm.
So I do the big ones are California, Florida, New Jersey. It's all on my website, mm-hmm. Where they can reach out to me. I'm only Dr. Paul in the U.S., so I'm not hard to find. But, yeah, they can do it from any of those states. I do an on-call visit, and then I'm working on trying to do some group visits to try to keep some patients are concerned with the cost, where they can not only get it at a lower visit at a lower cost, but also can talk to other people who may have experience with it. Sometimes if they have questions that I never would think of, but as a patient, when you're taking it, you learn, like, my patients will tell me, oh, this pharmacy in the middle of Iowa has it low cost and they have no fillers. I mean, they note things that I just never comes up because I don't take it. So mm-hmm. I like doing that as well. So they can reach out to me and from multiple parts of the country.
What's your waiting list like? Do you have a long waiting list?
No waiting list at this point.
Wow, that's amazing. And what's your website address, please?
It's doctor spelled out, DOCTOR, my last name, Paulin, P as in Peter, AUL, V as in Victor, IN as in Nancy.com.
Wonderful. Well, we've learned so much from you today. It's been amazing. Thank you very much for having joined us.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
This show is sponsored by Dixon's Chemist, who are the experts in LDN and associated treatments in the UK. Dixon's Chemist are the most cost-effective for LDN in all forms within the UK and Europe, maintaining safety standards far in excess of what is required. Why would you choose to get your LDN from anywhere else? Call 0141 404 6545 today to speak to their LDN experts. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.